Last week, the RCMP and Northern Health issued a warning to drug users in Prince George. In 24 hours, five people overdosed and were taken to hospital, possibly as a result of the highly toxic drug fentanyl. Now, the risks from fentanyl are growing, and there's at least two fatal overdoses in northern BC this year, and many more across the country. To combat the dangers, the BC Centre for Disease Control is promoting take-home kits that can be used to reverse an overdose. We visited the AIDS Prevention and Needle Exchange Program in downtown Prince George to find out more about this.
Hi, my name's Sue Nelson. I'm an outreach worker with the AIDS Prevention Program.
I'm Linda Keefe. I'm the nurse and program coordinator at the AIDS Prevention Program. We're also known as the Needle Exchange. Well, harm reduction has its basis in preventative and reducing harm, and it acknowledges that because we tell people to quit drugs or that drugs aren't good for them and all the messaging that we give, there are people that still continue to use any kind of substance, whether it's alcohol or drugs or cigarettes or eating disorders. You know, we know all of those things are quite unsafe. But people continue with them for a variety of reasons. With the substance abuse, a lot of that is a history of personal trauma.
For me, part of it is life experience. I've had addiction, mental health, and trauma in my family base. So, I mean, you know, I have a passion for people that have experienced things and maybe have disconnected with their family or run out of resources, because we're all human beings. We all deserve respect and dignity, and the help needs to be there. One of the programs we just brought into the AIDS Prevention Program is the Naloxone, Take Home Naloxone Program, which is, what it is it's training provided for people to hopefully prevent overdose in an opioid overdose. We're seeing an increase in IV use in Prince George and an increase in opiate use, and there has been fatalities here.
At first it was about a higher grade or, you know, a stronger type of heroin, but more lately it's been related to fentanyl.
So it comes with the two syringes, and one of these, once this has been injected, the needle retracts back in, so there's no danger of a needle injury. Naloxone is a safe drug with minimal side effects. It induces withdrawal in those who are opiate dependents. So people that are at higher risk of overdose includes those who are initiating or tamping opioid therapy, having difficulty accessing primary care, had a period of non-use. And what it is, it's very similar to what would be considered like an EpiPen. So what we do is we explain to them the symptoms of overdose, go through that step by step, and how to prevent that or stop the overdose. And we have a thing that is called Save Me. We have an overdose survival kit and a guide that tells you what to look for in an opiate overdose. So if some things are not effective and the person is going farther into the overdose, what we will do is inject the naloxone, and it's injected in a muscular area such as the arm, the leg, or the buttocks. And what it does is it binds the overdose that's happening in the brain and stops the overdose. And this is the actual vials. As I said, it's kept in gauze. Part of that procedure also includes possibly giving them ventilation, which would be air, because that's what happens in an overdose, is they lose air, they stop breathing, and then can go into cardiac arrest. So I do, what I've been doing recently is my training has been focused on service agencies or providers that are in the neighborhood, such as drop-in centers and shelters. And what we've done is gone in and trained the staff on how to properly use naloxone and what to recognize as far as the differences in overdoses, whether that be stimulant or opiate. Once they've gone through the process, they're actually provided the kit for free. We actually have pretty good rapport with a lot of people that access our services, and that's part of developing relationships so that we are able to educate them around the potential harms that are out there. So it's not uncommon for us when we engage with any of our clients on advising them of exactly what's going on and any information we've got pertaining to possibly stronger drugs, a high increase in overdoses. We provide that information to our clients on a regular basis. And among amongst their population, a lot of them, it's the word spreads. They are a family in a lot of ways and inform each other of what's going on. So, I mean, we encourage family members and caregivers and anybody who's providing support to people that may have access to these kits to be trained as well so that they know what to do in the situation.
So really it's about trying to keep people as safe as they can be, as healthy as they can be, while still working within their reality of substance use and working with what's real, not what the ideal is.
Sue Nelson and Linda Keefe work with the AIDS Prevention and Needle Exchange Program in Prince George. Take-home naloxone kits and training are available from the province through the BC Centre for Disease Control, and you can find the nearest one to you at towardtheheart.com. That's towardtheheart.com. We've also got a link in our Twitter feed, which is at Daybreak North.